This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Liberals now are all over the news.
They're the newest, biggest group buying guns, saying, "I'm preparing for civil war with the right wingers." Thank God you just joined us and didn't know it. The Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Partycooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Live, it is the Summit News Hour, and during this hour, I'm going to cover, wait for it, an avalanche, a deluge of good news. Yes, that's probably the first time I've ever said that in the history of this show, but a lot of good stuff's been happening recently. Going to play a video later on in the show where the elite at Davos or at a World Economic Forum conference are in a blind panic that they're not being trusted by the general public anymore. Gee, I wonder why. We'll go on to explain why. But we've had a lot of good developments. Czech Republic today reversing their vaccine mandate. Similar situation could be about to happen in Germany, where they've had the most widespread protests in the country's history. They could be about to do a U-turn on the mandatory vaccine. The mandatory vaccine in the UK with NHS nurses looks like it's going to be, again, reversed. We've got a new federal judge order stopping the Biden administration from getting that federal vaccine mandate in place, with the previous one having already been defeated, of course, in the Supreme Court. Restrictions being lifted in England, Ireland, all these other European countries. We've got the state of the Democratic Party, which is absolutely pathetic. They're so desperate for a candidate in 2024, there's even talk of Hillary Clinton making a comeback. Just shows you the paucity of candidates that they've got. You have Biden's poll numbers, record new low. You have his car crash public statements and press conferences, which continue to entertain on a regular basis. And you have polls which show Americans have a 10% trust rating in the mainstream media when it comes to coronavirus information. An absolute ton of good news. Let's get into it in more detail. Second segment, I'm going to play one of my latest videos, which gets into the reaction to the lifting of restrictions in the UK. And the general tumbling and crumbling of the lockdown narrative, with the rats now fleeing the sinking ship, pretending that they were anti-lockdown all along. They're going to be brought to account, and that's why it's imperative to keep that argument in primary focus even after, if and when all the restrictions get lifted, to constantly draw back on the fact that lockdown has caused massive devastation for massive numbers of people, while it's been the biggest wealth transfer for the rich, for the elite in human history. Do not abandon that narrative, because that stops them from bringing back in the restrictions when the next promised pandemic that Bill Gates is gleefully now announcing comes into play. We'll start with this, though. Czech Republic abandons plan to mandate COVID vaccines. They just elected a new government there. And that new government has rolled back the previous policy, saying that it would, quote, deepen fissures in society. They're the first major government in Europe to actually acknowledge that that's what vaccine segregation, vaccine passports, and vaccine mandates do. Under the former government, adults aged 60-plus, healthcare workers, firefighters, police officers, medical students would all have been subjected to the mandate from March, but the new Prime Minister has ditched it, said it's going to create too much division, and this was, of course, partly in response to massive protests in Prague over recent weeks. Similar situation in Germany, where A major German newspaper, the broadsheet Die Welt, is reporting that the German government is concerned, seriously concerned about massive anti-COVID restriction protests, which are the most widespread in the country's history. They have not stopped. Of course, Germany, another government, preparing for a parliamentary debate next week about introducing a mandatory vaccination, even as their neighbouring country, Czech Republic, abandons it, even as the drumbeat of resistance in Austria, another country that is trying to introduce it, builds. Well, now the influential German broadsheet Die Welt reveals that on the same day, protests in Germany took place in over 1,000 different locations across the country. Says the government is concerned about the decentralized actions, with one source labeling the immensity of the demonstrations, quote, depressing. The technocrats are really not very happy at the moment. They're being routed. The report says, quote, never before in the history of the Federal Republic have there been demonstrations that are more widespread than in the last few weeks, with the government counting 1,046 separate protests involving around 188,000 participants. Of course, this resentment was partly driven by the vaccine mandate that they're trying to get through. It was also partly driven by the demonization of the unvaccinated. A few weeks ago, we had the mayor of Hamburg come out and falsely claim that the unvaccinated represented 95% of COVID cases. The Senate investigated that. The actual number was 14.3%. They were actually underrepresented, just as they lie in the media in the UK and say 90% of COVID hospitalizations are vaccinated people. Complete baloney. And that entice the German people to lose a lot of trust in their federal and health authorities. Massive protests. German government very concerned about it. Big debate next week on the mandatory vaccine. Looks like there's a chance that might get rolled back too. iNews reports COVID vaccine mandate for NHS staff could be paused by government over fears 70,000 workers would be sacked, like they didn't know that already. So that's being rolled back. We have headlines in the media now admitting what we've been talking about for 2 years, which is that massive difference between people who are in hospital with and as a result of Omicron or COVID-19 in general. Telegraph headline says, scrap the unreliable daily COVID data updates, which of course were used to create the drumbeat of fear-mongering for lockdown restrictions for the past 2 years, before people become addicted to them, say experts. And this article in its first paragraph says, quote, COVID data updates on the government's online dashboard are becoming increasingly unreliable as it emerged up to 70% of coronavirus patients in hospital were primarily being treated for other problems. So 70% of that daily COVID case figure, which the mask freaks, which the lockdown zealots point to on a regular basis, say, look at the cases, they're rising. Does that Wojak meme of the two guys and one of them's pointing in the background, freaking out. The Wojak smiley face, the open mouth smiley face, Wojak. That's been the case for the past 2 years. Oh my God, look at the cases. Now Omicron's proven that to be completely unreliable. 70% of COVID cases in the UK are people with other health problems. That's, of course, been a stat all along. It's hovered around those levels, but it was never part of the mainstream media narrative. In America, Zero Hedge reports Texas judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees nationwide. Biden White House takes another big fat L. While President Biden was occupied Friday trying to take credit for a new factory, the federal judge in Texas was issuing an injunction to put the second major piece of Biden's vaccine mandate on ice. Every single thing he tries to do, he falls flat on his face, then gives a ridiculous press conference about it, which he stutters and stammers through and can't get through a sentence because he's in obvious cognitive decline. Democrats are desperate. They can't get any of their agenda through. And now a federal court in Texas has issued an injunction against Biden's jab mandate for federal workers, the other part of his administration's attempt to force vaccines on reluctant Americans. They are now abandoning that agenda entirely. Meanwhile, we had this headline last week. Poll finds only 10% of Americans trust media on COVID, 30% trust Fauci, only 15.5% trust President Biden when he talks about coronavirus. This was a survey conducted last week. by News Nation Decision Desk HQ. It asked participants, when it comes to information about COVID-19, which of the following sources would you say you trust? Select all that apply. Only 10.2% selected the news media. So in other words, almost 90% of the American public do not trust the mainstream legacy media when it comes to putting out information about coronavirus. Only 15.5% trust Biden. Less than half trust federal health authorities like the CDC and the FDA. The majority do trust their own doctor, but the vast majority of 70% do not trust Dr. Anthony Fauci. Another headline here, Democrats moving away from lockdown restrictions over fears of being crushed politically. It's a losing gambit in the upcoming run to the 2022 midterms. They're abandoning it. Biden's having to abandon his vaccine mandates. Countries across Europe are having to do the same. Finally, a deluge of good news. Summit.news.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and we're going to go straight to this video because we had an announcement a couple of days ago here in England where they're going to lift all the restrictions, including mask mandates. It pissed off all the right people. And as I point out in this video, which is going to take us out into the next segment, while the pandemic itself might not be over, while the technocrats may want to continue it, for many, the coronavirus grift is indeed done. Here is the video. Let's roll it. Omicron is barreling its way through the world, causing frightening levels of mild symptoms and widespread natural immunity. In England, the rules are being lifted and the masks are coming off.
The government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere.
The entire lockdown narrative is crumbling, as the same media that aggressively lobbied for it desperately attempt to fool people that they questioned it all along. And while it may only be the beginning of the end, the corona grift will soon be over. But like little Japanese imperial soldiers still fighting World War II after their country had surrendered, some people just refuse to let it go.
Taking away all restrictions suddenly, despite the data, is too much too soon. Right now we have so many people in hospital, so many on ventilators.
The number of people on ventilators is the lowest since July, and figures from the Office for National Statistics show that total deaths in England and Wales are 7.8% below the five-year average.
Such a high case load of COVID.
Yeah, more than half of those cases are people in hospital with COVID, not from it.
People won't be able to get their operations in hospital. They won't be able to get treatment for strokes, for heart disease, for cancer.
No, they weren't able to get treatment in the first place because of lockdown. Remember, the same thing that you vehemently supported. Dr. Hillary really doesn't have good form.
So, you know, those people who haven't been vaccinated, we'd really love you to think again and be vaccinated, because 90% of people in hospital are unvaccinated right now with COVID.
That's a really figure that we have to really concentrate on. Yep. 90% of people in hospital have not been vaccinated.
Probably not a figure that we should have concentrated on, given that it was completely wrong. The actual figure was 36%, leading to Ofcom to issue an official warning after the show received 4,000 complaints. Nice grift, though, mate. 2 years solid of primetime TV appearances. Gonna make anyone miss that cash cow when the party inevitably comes to an end. Wait a minute, weren't you the same guy who said this about masks before you got the memo?
And there's still very little evidence that this is very useful at all. Some people say it's actually worse because you're touching your face more often. And the quality of the mask, if the quality of the mask means that the mask quickly gets wet because it's a paper mask, it's probably worse than having no mask at all. And cloth masks, really very little benefit.
3 months later,
going to make it obligatory for people to wear masks on public transport makes no sense. Not to do that in public spaces, public areas where people can't socially distance.
Who's pushing medical misinformation now? The best way to stay safe from COVID in England, don't ditch the mask. Boris Johnson's easing of restrictions is in stark contrast to what other countries are doing to control Omicron. Here's a corona case graph of those other countries, virtually all of which had stricter mask mandates than England for much longer. Yeah, the masks worked really well over there, didn't they? Hashtag wear a mask was trending on Twitter yesterday. Alarmist bedwetters devastated that they can no longer impose their pedantic hypochondria on others. Crestfallen that their noble activist crusade of harassing other people at supermarket checkouts is about to become redundant. The wear a mask hashtag is like prisoners refusing to leave the camp when the guards have quit, left the gate open and gone home. Sorry, what? Take the mask off, mate. Can't hear a word you're saying. Yeah, well, fucking face weirdo. Wearing a face mask makes you more attractive to the opposite sex.
Study finds.
Yeah, ugly people hiding half of their face will make them more attractive. By default, Sadiq Khan says masks will remain mandatory on the London Underground as a, quote, condition of carriage. The Underground carries about 2 million passengers a day. And before it became law, about half of those didn't bother wearing a mask anyway. So good luck enforcing your poncy condition of carriage. The worst thing about all these illicit Downing Street parties is that they will make COVID skeptics and anti-lockdowners feel vindicated in their suspicions that the virus was never that dangerous, or why would the people running the country all be ignoring the so brazenly.
Right, because given how serious it was, who'd be so callous as to ignore the rules so brazenly?
Who'd screech at everyone to wear a mask while not wearing one themselves?
Well, this is awkward, but Piers, I accept your apology.
Let's check in on France.
Mandatory mask rules since July last year. Vaccine passports up the wazoo.
Rules so pedantic they banned drinking while standing up in cafes and bars.
Result?
464,000 new cases recorded in a single day.
There hasn't been a Gallic cell phone of this proportion since the inventor of the guillotine was executed by a guillotine.
Let's check in on Israel.
Even more enthusiasm for mask mandates and vaccine passports than for occupying Palestinian territories.
And what happened?
They just broke the global daily record for corona cases.
Guess they just didn't wear enough masks.
Let's check in on Canada.
Au vaccin, vous autres?
Oui, tous les deux, on a une seule dose.
Ah oui? Est-ce que vous êtes d'accord, vous autres, avec la vaccination obligatoire?
Oui.
Oui? Oh. Ah oui, hein?
Wow.
On dirait que je les ai drillés, Julie.
Oui. Puis qu'est-ce qu'on devrait faire avec les gens qui veulent pas se faire vacciner?
On devrait appeler la police.
Ouh! Oui. Oui. Oui.
S'ils n'ont pas leur vaccin, ça peut mettre beaucoup de personnes en danger. Fait que comme le gouvernement est en train de faire en ce moment, il faut leur couper. Petite chose à petite, jusqu'à temps qu'ils se tannent et qu'ils se fassent vacciner.
En tout cas, on a des futurs politiciens à côté de nous. Merci!
Future politician? More like future COVID camp guard. Although send her to Australia, they'll probably make a supreme leader for life. Fact checkers say mass formation psychosis isn't happening, despite British government behavioural scientists admitting that that's exactly what they did. Oh yeah, and those vaccine side effects? All in your head.
Then we told them that most of the vaccine side effects were actually caused by the nocebo effect.
But why is anyone bothered about vaccine side effects? The media told me they were actually a good thing. The media also tells me that morbid obesity is the future of fitness. Let's check in on the media. CNN to create team dedicated to covering misinformation. Marlborough to create team dedicated to covering health benefits of cigarettes. But some major international newspapers are apologising for their hysterical coverage and their failure to hold authorities to account. The rats are fleeing the sinking ship that is the lockdown narrative. Sky News, our daily case is now meaningless. Why do we live with flu? Is media ignoring vaccine side effects? Oh, now you're asking these questions. The only question you asked at government press briefings for the past 2 years is, why aren't we locking down harder? And now, only as we near the end, are you asking these questions. Sky News once more, highlighting the important distinction of people who died with and from COVID. Again, where were you two years ago? You don't suddenly get to pretend that you're speaking truth to power, when for the past 24 months you've been begging the power to abuse their powers even more. For the lion's share of the decade so far, you've behaved like dutiful members of the lockdown Politburo, like Nazi collaborators in France on VE Day. Me? Vichy? No. Informant? No, I was always in the French resistance. Honest. The same media class grifting off all the lockdown heartache stories to score cheap points against the Tories. Missed cancer screenings, loved ones dying alone in hospital, funerals via a live web stream, depression, alcoholism, suicide. When they all vehemently lobbied for lockdown, for harsher lockdown measures than the
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world, for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Still alive, and as I was explaining in the video that you heard before the break, basically there's a ton of good news. The restrictions are being lifted in England, these vaccine mandates in numerous European countries, and of course Biden's attempt to get it through federally in America are all falling flat on their face. The technocrats are definitely on the ropes. Does that mean that they're not going to try and bring back in the restrictions at a later date off the back of a newly discovered variant or some new pandemic that Bill Gates promised would happen soon a couple of days ago? No, it doesn't. But we have this counter-argument which says, oh, all the restrictions are being lifted, we're going back to normal, we're not really going back to normal, but the restrictions are being lifted, so all the people who said that this was a power grab by powerful technocrats were wrong. They were wrong to be so alarmist, warning about where this would lead. No, that's not the argument. The argument is these technocrats, even if they reach for 100% of this new centralization of power, this modification, this deformation of society, even if they only reach for 100% of it, knowing that they're going to get 25% of it, they're still 25% further down the road. But they're not 100% further down the road because of the mass resistance that we've seen, especially in countries like Germany and the Czech Republic in recent weeks. And that's where the argument lies at this moment. You have to discredit the entire lockdown narrative. You have to point out that the lockdown, as many experts have said, will cause more deaths in the long term than the virus itself. You have to discredit lockdown as an immediate knee-jerk response to pandemics, which was basically the default position anyway for response to pandemics before coronavirus. You don't lock down millions of healthy people. You protect the vulnerable people. You allow the healthy people to go about their lives. You allow the economy to remain active. You don't punish people who are healthy. You don't put small businesses out of business, while, of course, we've witnessed the biggest wealth transfer between the elite, from the elite, in human history. So that is the narrative now. And you've seen reports in the media where they're now acknowledging that, yes, cases with and from Omicron, there's a very special designation that you need to make between the two, a distinction that needs to be made. They're now all admitting that as if they didn't lobby for these restrictions based on that entirely false premise that all the coronavirus cases, especially the ones in hospital, were in hospital because of COVID, not because of other comorbidities, other serious diseases, and they just happened to have COVID or indeed catch COVID in hospital, which we've seen many times. So the war for the narrative, the rhetoric war, now remains with discrediting lockdown, discrediting these restrictions, these mask mandates, as a condition, as a knee-jerk reaction to any future variants or pandemics. And I think we are winning that rhetoric war, at least as it stands at the moment. Then you have the vaccine, of course. Headline here out of Heart, this is Health Advisory and Recovery Team. Huge press release that they put out today or yesterday. Headline, health professionals call for urgent investigation into deaths in young males. This is a surge in deaths of young males between the ages of 15 and 19 years old since May of 2021 in the United Kingdom. As members of Heart, the Health Advisory and Recovery Team, have joined with other senior academics and health professionals to call for an immediate investigation into the increasing death rate amongst 15 to 19-year-old males since May of this year. It points to a high court ruling on Thursday, 13th of January, during which the Office for National Statistics confirmed that there's been a significant rise in the death rate for adolescent males over the last 8 months compared to the same period of 2015 to 19. They point out there's been at least 65 extra deaths in this age group in England and Wales, though the figure may be higher due to reporting delays. And during that same time frame, there were only two deaths in that age group from COVID. So these extra deaths aren't from COVID, they're from something else. Gee, I wonder what that could be. They go on to state, quote, the concern is that this time period coincides with the rollout of vaccinations to this age group, who are known to be at an increased risk of myocarditis, heart inflammation, especially after the second dose of the vaccine. They're calling for an investigation on that because the ONS basically dismissed it and said that more data is needed when they've already noticed this pattern. It's already documented. DailySkeptic.org has responded to that with a headline that says, Sajid Javid must halt child COVID vaccination immediately and investigate the cause of the spike in child deaths. Again, it points to this report by the Heart Advisory and Recovery Team. Says in recent months, a trend has been noted in England and Wales, all-cause mortality data, which has rung alarm bells. Young males aged 15 to 19 have shown a rising death rate compared to the five-year average 2015 to 19. They're calling for an investigation. The government's trying to dismiss it. Another thing that they're trying to dismiss, and the New York Times had a big hit piece about this a couple of days ago, is the increasing rate of healthy, vital footballers at peak physical condition in the United Kingdom and indeed across Europe suddenly collapsing in training, suddenly collapsing in the middle of matches with breathing difficulties and heart problems. Headline here out of the Daily Mail. Christian Eriksen and Sergio Aguero's on-field heart problems have fueled suspicion of COVID vaccines in Premier League players, with encouragement from Matt Le Sissier and Trevor Sinclair, who are former professional footballers, say club medics with around 100 stars still refusing the jab. So they're really upset about the fact that there's still a significant, albeit minor, percentage of Premier League footballers in the UK who are not getting the vaccine because they keep seeing their colleagues mysteriously collapse on the field with heart problems and breathing difficulties. Not only amongst footballers, we've seen numerous games stopped because of problems in the stands with fans undergoing similar circumstances, having to be removed from stadiums because they collapse, they can't breathe, they're having heart problems. So the New York Times basically came out with a hit piece and said, we don't need to investigate why these sudden spate of heart problems is happening, which, by the way, experts said a couple of months ago is, quote, just a coincidence. They literally said that. No, they blamed the former professional footballers like Matt Le Sissier for calling for an investigation into this very issue, because apparently they're the problem for calling for an investigation into it, not the fact that it's happening on an increased basis all across the continent of Europe and in the United Kingdom. Numerous cases that we've focused on many times. Again, footballers, peak physical condition. Many of them who have had the COVID vaccine, some who haven't, collapsing in the middle of the pitch. Apparently, though, Omicron, they've found a new side effect from Omicron, from COVID-19, and that, coincidentally, is myocarditis. How convenient. Daily Skeptic reports triple jabbed over 30s have higher infection rates than the unvaccinated. Again, this goes back to the myth constantly promulgated by the legacy media that the unvaccinated are completely dominating hospitalizations, serious COVID cases, people on ventilators. This is from the UKHSA, the official statistic, government statistics as to triple vaccinated and unvaccinated. And you'll see from the graph, which is derived directly from those statistics, that when you get to the age of 30 to 39, triple vaccinated have higher COVID infection rates than the unvaccinated. And that trend continues right along the demographics up until age 80 plus, where the triple jabbed with their boosters are more likely to spread the disease than the unvaccinated, according to the UK government's own statistics. Information Liberation reports Science Mag. In rare cases, coronavirus vaccines may cause long COVID-like symptoms. Science magazine reported Thursday that coronavirus vaccines may cause long COVID-like symptoms, though they insist it's only in rare cases. John Travis, managing editor for News at Science, shared the article on Twitter while noting how delicate their reporting had to be. So again, they're finally having to gently dribble this out in the mainstream media so they can't be accused of covering it up or dismissing it. But it is coming out, finally, after people have been pushing for months and months for it to do so. Now it's finally emerging. Going to come back in the next segment, though, and talk about even more good news with global elitists at World Economic Forum conferences in a blind panic about how they are not trusted. We'll be back.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Before the end of the show, I want to talk about, can you believe it? Yeah, more good news as it pertains to the political situation in the United States as we approach the midterms and indeed the presidential election in 2024. But of course, the esteemed fact checkers at Reuters came out a couple of days ago and said there's absolutely no evidence that powerful technocrats who work for the World Economic Forum are exploiting the pandemic to centralize further power, indeed to enrich themselves with more power, because powerful technocrats would never do that, would they? Of course, Reuters itself is engaged in a paid partnership being directly funded in one sense by the World Economic Forum to fact check the World Economic Forum. Yeah, not very reliable, not very balanced viewpoint when you consider that those two organizations literally have a paid partnership with each other. But there was an interesting comment which has gone viral on Twitter today from a recent World Economic Forum summit where one of the speakers was asked what's the biggest stumbling block to the globalists realizing their great reset agenda in the aftermath of the pandemic. And this clip explains what was said and why it's important. Let's go to the clip. World Economic Forum founder and world's number one Dr. Strangelove impersonator, Klaus Schwab, asked his fellow globalists a question during a recent summit about the stumbling blocks that are preventing their beneficent,
all-loving Great Reset agenda from coming to fruition, which fact-checkers have graciously reassured us has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with a secret plan by powerful technocrats to make themselves more powerful. And what possible reason could we have to doubt their sincerity? But answering Schwab's question, this was the response from one of the panelists.
At Davos a few years ago, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elites across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less. So we can lead, but...
That's Mary Woods, Professor of Global Economic Governance at the University of Oxford. The comments were actually made at the World Economic Forum's Great Narrative Conference back in November. Although the clip you just saw is going viral on Twitter right now.
The majority of people trusted that elite less.
Ordinary people not trusting the elite? Oh no, how dreadful! How could that possibly be? Could it have anything to do with the fact that the ultra-rich elite used the pandemic to enact the biggest wealth transfer in history, widening wealth inequality to levels never seen before, as they raked in vast profits while small businesses went bust? In the UK alone, lockdown pushed 900,000 people into poverty, while the rich got 54% richer. Could it have anything to do with elitists in countries across the world brazenly flouting the very same lockdown restrictions that they demanded be imposed on everyone else, creating a new servant class of mask-wearing mutes while they parted it up totally maskless? Could it have anything to do with the elite buying remote luxury properties, in some cases entire islands, to further distance themselves from the general public while we were told we weren't allowed to leave our tiny houses and apartments? Could it have anything to do with the elite pressuring big tech to smear, silence and deplatform prominent people who questioned the corona narrative? Could it have anything to do with elitists laboriously lecturing us about our living standards, energy consumption and travel habits, after having arrived to do so on fleets of CO2 spewing private jets? Could it have anything to do with those who ask such questions being belittled, demonized and treated like trash? Also, referring to yourselves as the elite sounds pretty weird.
The elite
sounds like something a creepy aristocratic bad guy in an old Bond movie would say. And maybe, just maybe, that's why people don't trust you.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
There you have it. I want to go to this final report now, because we haven't got that long left. I briefly touched upon the subject in that video. Big tech censorship. Well, now, in yet another example of good news, the esteemed Royal Society has come out and said that, yes, online censorship doesn't work. It only makes individuals distrust authorities even more. Let's go to that video. Here it is. Major new report finds that online censorship is self-defeating and only causes individuals to distrust authorities even more. Well, I could have told you that, but it's a pretty big deal that the Royal Society is now saying the same thing, given that it's an organ of the establishment itself. The Financial Times reports, after investigating the sources and impact of online misinformation, the Royal Society concluded that removing false claims and offending accounts would do little to limit their harmful effects. Instead, bans could drive disinformation to harder to address corners of the internet and exacerbate feelings of distrust in authorities. In the context of information relating to corona jabs and the pandemic, the report concludes, quote, clamping down on claims outside the consensus may seem desirable, but it can hamper the scientific process. It can also help facilitate actual cover-ups, like the lab leak theory, once dismissed and censored, now embraced as a plausible likelihood. Frank Kelly, mathematics professor at the University of Cambridge, who chaired the Royal Society study, said that banning users and content from mainstream platforms only makes it harder to engage with people who believe in such, quote, misinformation. The report added that controversial content shouldn't be banned, it should be challenged. A concept I've heard about somewhere before, what's it called? Can't remember. Oh yeah, free speech. Quote, we need new strategies to ensure high quality information can compete in the online attention economy, said Gina Neff, Professor of Technology and Society at the University of Oxford and co-author of the report. The report also confirmed that fear-mongering over social media networks entrenching echo chambers and filter bubbles has been exaggerated. Outside of the report, it also remains clear that news networks, which when it comes to information about corona, have a trust level of about 10%. Demonizing the likes of Joe Rogan for having esteemed doctors on his show doesn't harm Joe Rogan. But because the media as an institution is so thoroughly discredited, it only makes millions more people want to listen to Rogan's show. Of course, the more cynical observer would assert that online censorship isn't driven by a benevolent motivation to reduce harmful misinformation, but by the very malevolent motivation to bury the truth and to unperson specific individuals who challenge the status quo as a warning to others. It's abundantly clear that mass online censorship isn't about building a healthier, more informed society. It's about the malignant march to creating a society where everybody thinks the same. There you have it. Let's turn to America now, though, because, again, more good news. You had Biden's car crash press conference the other day where he struggled to get a sentence out. You know, two-minute monologues where he barely makes a single point. Well, now Andrew Yang says Biden won't run in 2024. He says large DNC donors are expressing increasing unease. Citing sources within the Democratic Party, Andrew Yang says it's now unlikely Joe Biden will run for president in 2024. Donors are sitting back waiting for a better candidate to emerge. Who will that better candidate be? Well, there's a paucity of available options, isn't there? Given that Hillary Clinton is now apparently considering once again throwing her hat back into the ring. Shows you what a poor selection of people they've got to replace Biden if he doesn't make it to 2024, which he can't even make it to the midterms at this point without stumbling and stuttering throughout a press conference. So seems to be the case that he ain't going to have the lasting stamina to make it to 2024. Yang said, donors were trying to figure out who to coalesce around as a new candidate in 2024. He also revealed he's heard from at least a couple of people who are considering mounting a challenge. Also predicted a third party candidate may throw his hat in the ring also. Meanwhile, support for Republican Party rises to highest level since 1995. Does that mean the answer lies with the Republican Party with everything? No, but it just shows you how unpopular the Democrats have become in one short year. A new poll finds support for Republicans has risen to its highest since 1995, enjoying a 9% boost since the start of 2021. That is absolutely huge. Goes on to say that just 15.5% of Americans trust Biden when it comes to information about COVID, while, of course, his inability to stop runaway inflation in the United States has eviscerated support for his administration, with the latest poll, of course, showing his approval rating down at record lows. Meanwhile, speaking of elections, there's a presidential election in France coming up in April. Breitbart reports French populist Marine Le Pen reaches record popularity in poll. National rally leader and French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen has achieved a record level of popularity in a new poll, while French President Emmanuel Macron has seen a decline. Of course, you've got Eric Zemmour, the fearsome French intellectual, also likely to run in that presidential election. The only outcome that could help Macron is, of course, the fact that that vote amongst the populist right wing is going to be split between Marine Le Pen and Eric Zemmour. But his poll numbers are slipping, increasing protests in France against COVID restrictions. As we've seen in Prague, in Germany, a massive amount of good news, the restrictions being dropped, the mandates being rolled back. A deluge of good news. Excellent to hear.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.